and went into the sheep business here.
Why did he want to go to Utah?
He just had that roving. He'd moved from Ohio to Nebraska, and Nebraska out here, he just wanted to see.
And he wanted to go into the sheep business in Utah?
No, he didn't know what he wanted to do out there, but he come back here and went in the sheep business.
That's interesting. That's interesting. Now, maybe you could tell me a little about your travels outside of the county.
Oh, I have done lots of bus touring. I have toured pretty near complete U.S. There are two states west of Mississippi, New Mexico and Arkansas, I haven't hit. And then a few of those little ones back in the east. I think probably about six in all that I haven't been in.
So you've seen most of everything.
Right.
What's your favorite part of the country?
Right here.
Right here in Wyoming.
Right. Uh-huh. And I've been to Hawaii, and I've been to Alaska, and I've been to Scotland twice.
Why'd you go to Scotland?
Well, my husband came from Scotland.
He was born there?
Yes, and he never would go back. So I had a chance to go back, so I went two different times.
Why didn't he want to go back?
I don't know. Of course, all his sisters, he only had one sister left. And I don't know, he just didn't care to go back.
That's interesting. Maybe you could tell me a little about, first of all, about your mother, your memories of your mother.
Mom came out here from Missouri in 98.
That's where she was born?
Yes. She came out here for her health. She thought she was getting TB. And she was a school teacher. She taught down here at the Fruin Castle. And she taught different places around. Them days, they just had school in the summertime because the weather was so bad. And she lived to be 100 years old.
Wow. When did she die?
She died in 72.
So she was around with you a good long time.
That's yes, great. Right. Yeah.
And did she teach most of her life? Or?
No, I think she only taught about three different terms. Then she got married and that took care of that.
Did they allow women to teach if they were married or not?
I think so, but she didn't want to.
And she taught right around here in this community?
Well, up Mayoworth Road and up Barnum Country and down here at this Fruin Castle, three different places.
How do you spell that last one you mentioned? Fruin? Is that how you...
Uh-huh.
That's fine. We'll look that up later during a break or something.
Okay.
What about her education? I guess if she taught, she had...
Yes, she had an education. Well, they didn't have to have the education like they do nowadays. She got, I don't know how much college or teacher's training in Missouri. And then she had to take a test when she come out here in order to teach out here.
And I guess after she stopped teaching, she was a housewife.
Yes, right.
And well, did she belong to any clubs or was she active in any organizations?
Well, she belonged for a while to this Sussex Woman's Club that I am a charter member of. And it's been going for 62 years.
How many members do they have now?
I think they have about 12. We had as many as 25 sometimes, and as many children came then too. But these young people aren't interested in these kind of things.
No, they don't seem to be as devoted to the community.
Uh-uh.
How have things changed, maybe?
Well, you just can't get them interested in anything.